But he felt that he was the weakest in Manasseh. So he felt weak. And Samson was strong. Mm-hmm. He was strong through the whole thing, but his weakness was that woman.
Yes.
He was stripped of his ability. He started getting insecure when he met her. Strong as an ox before you met him. You was cracking over 9 miles and eating beehives, doing all kind of stuff. Soon as you met her, you lost your strength. When you start walking in with God, toward, if you would have left on the phone, you'd have been all right. Mephibosheth. Y'all remember Mephibosheth?
That's Saul's grandson, right?
Yep. Mephibosheth lived with a physical disability.
He
couldn't walk. He was lame. And the reason why Mephibosheth got lame is because they had a breakout. And the handmaid grabbed him and fell with him and hurt his leg.
Yes.
And he wasn't never able to walk again. Mephibosheth had insecurities about himself. But David, King David located him, because even though Saul was ratchet,
yes,
he was in the lineage of kingdom. And he wanted to make sure he find Saul's kingdom to make sure he get his inheritance. So he found Mephibosheth and put Mephibosheth at the table with him and blessed him through his disability, through his insecurity. See, what I'm trying to say is, even in your insecurity, God trying to bless you.
Amen.
He trying to find a way to give you what belongs to you. Even when you lame in your own mind, because you're only crippled in your mind. Excuse me, that about you. You feel like that about yourself. He found a way. And guess what? God is going to find ways to find people to bless you. See, promotion comes from God. Uses people to promote you. But come from God. He used people to give you favor. But doors that no man can open. To shut doors that no man can shut. Amen? Am I making sense?
Yes.
I don't care what your insecurities are. What you can't talk. Whether you feel weak, whether you lame, whatever. What God got for you is for you. It don't matter about your insecurities. Mephibosheth lived with a physical disability after his childhood injury. His self-esteem was so low, he referred to himself as a dead dog. A dead dog stank. His self-esteem and his confidence was so low, he considered himself as a dead dog. He had nothing going for him. It's a very thing to feel like that. And you know what hurts the most? Everybody could see how you pissed you off. And how much potential you have with you. If God said you're a powerful person, you're a powerful person.
Amen.
No man is greater than another man, but the greatness on the inside of that man. If you don't feel you great, nobody greater than you, you got to feel it first. And if you don't feel you great, how somebody else gonna look at you as being great? It's to encourage you that you are great.
Amen.
And there is nothing you can't do. The Bible said all things are possible to those that believe.
Yes.
And you know what? It could be some of the most nice looking in the attract the people. On the outside, they're so attractive. They could just walk in the job and get it because of the way they look. They didn't even got to have the mind of it. Just the way they look. Me and my sister was discussing that the other day. She said, pretty people get all kinds of stuff and get away with a lot. I said, you ought to know. Shit like a Coca-Cola bottle, got a face like a princess. Okay, you ought to know. Get out here. You ought to know. She can just walk anywhere and get whatever she wants. She said, pretty people get everything. I said, they do. The other folks got to struggle. And we left, she said, with your face pretty too. I said, stop talking about the face. What about the body? I want two shapes. Give me your shape. Show me something. I'll show you something. It's easy to say when you look like this. What's real is real. You got to work on it. Everybody ain't blessed. What you got to use? What you don't you trying to fake it, anything? That's what they call with their body suits and body shapers and something. And that's a shame when you got on the body shape and it still don't do nothing for you. You just know you're not going to figure it out. Yes, you used to say, I can't figure that out. I said, I don't. But God put it together. You just can't figure out what happened. They had a little twist and turn to that. Leah, she had insecure. Yes. Hagar had insecure.
Yes.
Hannah had insecurities. And look what she was blessed with. A prophet.
Yes.
She finally had that baby after all that. He was a prophet.
Yes.
Before I ask the questions today, I want you to understand that people in the Bible struggle with insecurities like us. I had to make that point before we get into the questions. Because I want you to know you're not oblivious. You're not, you know, you just, you ain't exempt for being insecure. Just remember, when it's time to use your confidence, get your confidence. Some people, let me tell you something. It's the difference between confidence and being honorary.
Right.
It is. You can be confident but still humble. A lot of times, we make the mistakes we make because of low self-esteem. And why? Everybody can see you attractive but you. Oh, you look good. Girl, you sure look good. And sometimes it's not the physical appearance. It's the person.
Yes.
They just got a sweet demeanor. Because they got some beautiful women with gray eyes, pretty long hair. And so me is a rabbit's name. Ugly ways. That make you ugly. When you got ugly ways, you ugly. You can look like a rattlesnake in the face, but if you got a beautiful personality, I'm leaving the car again. It's about the ugliest animal you could think of. Platypus. Platypus. A mole. What's that one that ain't eat them? All of the other ugly guy. You gonna look like a mole. Oh, they got some ugly. You gonna look like the up and person. Yes. I'm a roll key. I'm not, but got the sweetest personality. But you'll pass her by. I'll pass him by. Girl, he's a slim. Girl, look, he's his stomach. Girl, he with a big Coca-Cola girl. You'll be like, Lord, he ain't got no hair there. You just be coming up with stuff. And that person that's with long hair, pretty, you think they got it going on, driving a fancy car, doing it, got some nasty, ugly wings. Talk to you like a filthy dog. But they think they better than you. First question. I need to get off of that. Because I started talking about that, I'd be all day. Because I know somebody like that. Beautiful. Pretty woman. But got nasty ways. Nobody don't want to deal with her. What should you, as a Christian, view low self-esteem and insecurity? How should you view as a Christian? I ain't talking about when you was in the world. I'm talking about as a Christian.
As an attack.
As an attack, he said. When he said as an attack. And it is. Because if you know God made you to be the head and not the tail, why is you stressed? That's a spirit that's trying to keep you from feeling good about yourself. To go to the next level. Let's go to Psalms 139 and 14 and see. And you know what? Brother Chad been saying it the whole time. He been saying it the whole time.
Amen.
This is how you should look at it. Read it, Brother Chad.
Thank you for making yourself wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it.
Amen. Am I saying, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Amen.
If you know it, display it. I ain't saying, oh, be arrogant, jacking up your pants. You ever seen these men that go to the gym and get all popped up on the steroids, looking like he can pop one in?
Yes.
Who don't like that default? Little legs like this, little stick legs, the big old top.
Yeah.
Go barely hold itself up. Neck so tight, it look like it's gonna bust. By the 19 neck, what, 21 leg, 21 weights. It's family and free, but that's awkward. It all supposed to match. And they think they're looking good, too.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. He said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made by his hand.
Yes.
But what if he made you awkward? If he made you thick, some people do. Some people thin. But just because you thick don't mean you ain't beautiful.
Amen.
Just because you thin don't mean you better than me.
Amen.
And they got some people suffer because they try to change themselves so much. But I think it's okay to enhance what God gave you. But I'm talking about walking down puffed up like that. You don't hurt yourself. You get yourself. I mean, that's ridiculous. You see some people. They used to be real heavy, and they got these weight loss surgeries, and they look a mess. Mm-hmm. You can tell this weight loss surgery, cause they lose his walk, like they gonna do like jello. Must be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that. Just go to the gym.
Yeah.
Maybe get a little something to support my weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Eat and just look, just try to farm up, you know, decent up what I got already.
Right, right, right.
And look healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We be doing. Because we, our self-esteem so low and we so insecure, we want people that like us. That's the whole reason why we so insecure. We want acceptance. And rejection is so hard sometimes. She is, but rejection is a spirit. If you been going through your whole life, rejection after rejection, that's a spirit. God don't reject you. That's a spirit that's connected and attached itself to you because it knows what it does. When it attaches itself, it keeps you from performing. Still give up and say, well, anyway, nobody don't like me anyway, so they don't feel like that about me anyway. They don't care what I do. So you don't try. You need somebody in your corner. You need that corner man to say, you can do it. You got this. I'm rooting for you. I can't wait to see how you work out with this. I can't wait to see how this going to work out for you. Both things going to be all right. Next question, why do we feel so upset when others look at us as not good enough? Well, God, why do we feel so upset when God said we're good enough? Why do we feel upset? That's the question. Even for me, why do we feel upset when others look at us like we're not good enough? Anybody on Zoom want to answer that?
I think it could possibly go back to like childhood, like if you grew up like that, and then whenever you get older, even though like we come to Christ and we know that we're fearfully and wonderfully made and we're loved and we're accepted by Him, it's still a soul wound that has to be healed in order for us to not like think like that.
Amen. That's true. That's good. That's a good point. Yep. Absolutely, we agree. Absolutely. It sometimes it comes from, and I just told you, from a childhood curse where that word cursed you. Mm-hmm. They said that you ain't gonna never be nothing. You ain't gonna never do this. But we gotta outlive that. Mm-hmm. We gotta outlive that curse they put on us. You ain't gonna never be nothing. You gonna always do this. You gonna always do that. You gonna always be there. When you are alive, I'm going to go over and beyond because I got a God that's able. And He's able to do exceedingly above all that I can think and ask. See, when I lost that 121 pounds, you know what I used to get up and say? When I'd be running, I used to run 4 miles a day. And when I used to get up and run, Pastor used to be looking for me 4 a.m. in the morning. I would get up. I don't care if it was ice outside, snowing out. I'll get up, get dressed, and I would go running. And I remember when I used to get up and I used to say, I know it was cold. I wanted to lay in that bed because it was freezing. And I said, I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Every test I took, I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Every time I felt like I was going to fail something, I wasn't going to be able to do something, I said, I could do all. And I won't stop till I do it. I don't care how many times I fail, I'm going to keep trying. Because nothing beats a failure but a try. Mm-hmm. If you don't try, how can you know? You could be one answer away from greatness.
Mm-hmm.
One check away from right. Go to Deuteronomy 32:10. God wants you not to feel this way because He said you are the apple of His eye.
Yes.
When you see a female, you see a male, and you know you really like them, and they like you, y'all digging on each other, baby, that's the apple of your eye. You like, yeah, that's indeed. Look at that skin. That's some super butter and sugar it up. Amen. Vanilla. Some butter. Yum, yum. economy.
He found them in the desert land, in the empty, howling wasteland. He said, you're the 132, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
He surrounded them and watched over them. He guarded them as he would guard his own eyes.
Did he say anything about in the next one about the album? Let me see. You got the album? Read it.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
He found him in a desert land and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Okay.
As the apple. Look at your neighbor and say, you the apple of God's eye.
You the apple of God's eye. Amen.
And what a good looking apple you are.
And what a good looking apple you are. Amen.
What kind of apple you are?
A good apple.
What's the name of your apple?
Delicious.
That's in the apple pie, whatever apple that is, with the cinnamon and stuff.
She won't be the apple in the apple pie. It's very good. Brother A. Hello? He might be this. Amen?
Amen.
Why is it so important to us that people approve of us and who we are? Why is that so important?
Because we look for that validation.
Mm-hmm. You look for validation. Anybody else? Why is it so important to us that people approve us? Anybody else?
It's survival. Like if from the psychological perspective, when people approve of you, that means like you feel safe, so you have someone to like help you.
Yay. She said, it's good to feel validated like that because you have somebody to help you, support you. But why we need that when we got gone?
Yeah.
His full support.
Mm-hmm.
What can a man offer you that God can? It's a question. We're talking to him.
Now a thing.
Not a thing. Because it's biblical.
Yes.
One thing wrong, they go.
That's right.
That's your truth. Mm-hmm. You gotta be, when you get a man, a person, a woman, a person to validate you, you gotta do everything that they think is right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't be you. You say one thing that they don't like, or you set a boundary that they feel that they have to follow by or rule in a relationship, because a relationship is to relate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, in a relationship, you got to set boundaries because it's certain things you're going to tolerate and certain things you're not.
Right.
The minute you tell them that this is not going to work for you, they go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or they can't live up what your expectations are. Do you think they can't live up with your expectations because you want them to or because they don't want to?
They don't want to.
That's a question. Mm. Administrator, you heard me?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's they don't want to. They may not think that they have it in them, or they're just not ready to walk that path.
That's right. That's right. She right. They're not ready to walk that path. So why should you be immature about your insecurities?
Mm.
They got some people you ain't gonna never be good enough for.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you something. Now I know this is wrong, yeah. But I did do this, y'all. But I'm gonna share this because God bless. Don't forgive me, Jesus. But I remember when I had was, you know, I always stumbled with my weight. And I yo-yo up and down, up and down, up and down. And I remember this particular guy. Boy, he used to like me. But he couldn't get past my weight. I could tell. Mm-hmm. He'll, you know, he'll always talk to me with something about he wasn't used to no thick woman. Mm-hmm. And I could used to hear him say all the time, oh, every woman I ever do. You know what that means? Soon as I lost weight, I located that brother. And I was sent amongst them. He didn't even know who I was. I was sitting there amongst them. And I was sitting there. And I was just looking. And he kept looking at me, but he didn't know who I was. Because I had lost so much weight. And he kept looking at me. He didn't know who I was. He just kept looking. And so when me and my aunt and my cousin, and we all went out, we were sitting there and they had the crawfish out there and all that. And I went over there where he was at, right? And he was trying to get my attention, flexing, picking up tables by himself. And I'm sitting there with my legs crossed just looking at him. And I said, this fool don't even know who I am. So when he sprayed it out, the crawfish on the thing, and when he finished spreading out the crawfish, because you know every time I came down here, it was some kind of game I was running. So I can't. So when I said, do I know you? And he said, no. I said, you look like I know you. And he said, you sure? I said, I'm mighty sure. I said, everything I know about myself is sure. I put something on his mind. I just said, shit on me. I had a little tight skirt on. And crossed my leg. And had blank back. So he came over there with a tray of coffee, smoked side scraps. He said, you want this? I said, it's free. Because if it costs me stuff, I don't want it. He said, it's free for you. I said, you know what? You don't remember me, huh? And he said, no. I said, I was the one you overlooked when I was too thick when you was looking. I said, but look at me now. I said, thank you. Another man sitting on that side, he said, I got that for her. That was satisfying to my soul. I was moving like this. Okay, I'm gonna show you who the good. He said, that I would have never do that with you. He said, hey, he just can't stay. He said, what you doing in the house? I said, going home.
Okay.
I'm myself, and I'm here. Amen. Go to the scripture, Isaiah 61 and 10. I had to share it with y'all because guess what? You go back and you let them see what God did. Mm-hmm. Now, that was wrong with that. Don't do that now. But, you ask God to allow them to see that you got past what they say you could be.
Right.
Yes.
And you know what else hurt them? When they're in a situation and you got to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They hate to need you.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Isaiah 61 and 10. Are you there?
Yeah.
Whatever that reads.
I surely rejoice in the Lord. My heart is joyful because of my God, because he has clothed me with clothes of victory, wrapped me in a robe of righteousness like a bridegroom in a priestly crown, and like a bride adorned in jewel.
Amen.
Amen.
You are a jewel. So come on. Thank you. You are a diamond, not an iron. You're not a cubic zirconia. You're 10 carat, 14 carat, You're not 24. God made you just the way he wants you. And if a person can love you just the way God made you, then that works you heavy.
Amen.
If you don't like me, suppose I gain weight after we get together. You gonna throw me away? Suppose I get sick and I can't run 4 miles a day. You gonna throw me away? You know why I always stuck with Pastor? Because no matter how I was, he loved me.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Who could be this big, he gonna love me. I could be this small, he gonna love me. He loved the person, the heart,
right. Right.
The individual on the inside. Amen. He didn't love the outside of you. That's the same when you meet a person and they only love the outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't love the inside of you. Or they love you for what you can offer them. You ain't got no money, you ain't got no honey. Go sit down somewhere. I got money and honey, and you ain't getting none.
Not a lick.
You can't offer them nothing. I'm supposed to come. We're supposed to meet each other halfway.
Amen.
Now, it's different if you're a dude, you kind of struggling, you ain't got the right job you want, and we helping each other. Mm-hmm. But one, let me tell you something. You scratch my back, I'm going to scratch yours.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't scratching yours all the time.
Amen.
That's a fool. I'm giving and helping and doing for you, and you don't do nothing for me? Every time I'm in need, I can't count on you. You know a man that I could count on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
His name started with J.
Yes, Lord.
He helped me every time I need it. So if he's available to me every time I need him, what you for?
Amen.
You was a taker.
Yes, yes.
I don't need a taker. Because guess what? Ain't going to be no at a half. It's going to be 100.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give me 100, I'm going to give you 100.
Amen.
We're going to carry each other. Ain't no blind going to leave no blind if we both fall in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't happening. Do we think that our low self-esteem comes from things that we feel may have disappointed God? But sometimes we feel like our low self-esteem and our lack of courageousness and confidence because we disappointed God and we think God upset with us because we let it down. So do we think that our low self-esteem comes from things that we feel may have disappointed God? Go to Jeremiah 1:5. And that's your answer. Some people mm-hmm. say what? No, some people say yay. Who got a thought? Anybody got a thought? You say yay?
I say
let's
yeah.
What you say, administrator?
I say yeah, absolutely.
You say yeah, absolutely. Well, let's see. Go to Jeremiah 1:5.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Anybody got it?
I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you.
Mm-hmm.
I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Amen. You know what that means? Answer is no. You know why the answer is no? Because he said he already knew you was going to make it. I'm going
to Yes,
so, Lord. If your low self-esteem didn't come from him, a low self-esteem came from the enemy trying to make you feel less than. Because let me tell you something. God said there's no condemnation in him.
Yeah.
And he throws everything in a seal of forgiveness. As fast as you do it, soon as you repent, it's done. That's who you are. And leave whatever you did out of it. Every day is a new day. Look at you next. Every day a new day.
Every day.
Unless you did. Mm-hmm. Unless you did, that's when you done. You don't have a chance to ask God to forgive. I don't care what stupidness you think you did. I done did stupid stuff. I did. Did that. But when you know better, you do better.
Amen.
And only a person with pride can't admit that they done dumb things. Mm-hmm. We all did dumb things.
Amen.
And guess what? If you keep living, you're going to do something else dumb. But he said, before he formed you in your mama womb, he knew you and called you and chose you. So he knew you would make that mistake. But the self-esteem and the low confidence came from the enemy. That's the guilt he put on you to make you think you can't get past it. Look at your neighbor and say, the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is. Do you think maybe our self-esteem comes from our low self-esteem comes from our childhood experience? Absolutely.
Yes.
Like our administrator said earlier, it's things that happen as a child that we can't sometimes get past. It's in us, it's ingrained. It's in, you know, it's branded in us.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our DNA. So we try to get past those things. Go to Jeremiah 31 and 3. God loved you from the beginning.
Yes.
So it didn't matter how long. When it started, and even when it was done. Because from a childhood, God was there with you too, from your childhood.
Amen.
So it don't matter how long it was done. He said you are a new creature.
Yes, Jesus.
All old things are what?
Passed away.
Jeremiah 31:3. So that means you could get past it.
Amen.
And build your self-esteem. Some people so confident, they may not need this word. But I need.
Me too.
Because the fear of low self-esteem and self-confidence keep you from accomplishing stuff. It holds you back. I ain't saying everything you're not going to feel as stuff. You will. But guess what? You know that God is able to help you not to. So it wasn't for you. When a relationship don't work out, God got a better relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you wonder, yo, why I kind of keep going through all these different people to have the right person in my life? Maybe God wants you to experience with someone with each person.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find the right person, you won't do it again.
Amen.
And you won't accept stuff. You won't accept a wooden nickel. Because wooden nickels don't spin. You can't get no music from a wooden nickel.
Mm-hmm.
But put a real nickel in there. You could jig all night long.
Mm-hmm.
You could vibe till the sun come up. Amen? Am I making sense?
Amen.
Jeremiah 31:3 says what?
Distance. I have loved you with a love that lasts forever. And so with unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself.
Yes.
With love and kindness, I've drawn
thee. Amen. Yes, Jesus.
Amen. You are my masterpiece.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
My handy work.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't nobody take what I'm putting you.
Mm.
You ever notice you could do certain things somebody else can't do?
Yes.
I don't care if it's move your finger like this. Everybody say, I do it. I said, I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then got some people can't do it. Try. Everybody can't do that. See?
Mm-hmm.
I can make the dance look. Everybody can't do it. There are certain things that people can do that other people can't do.
Right.
I'm telling you, see, when I was younger, I could mimic a lot of stuff. See, like a Louis Armstrong. I used to sing that song. My mama said, I can sing like that. I used to sing just like Louis Armstrong. She said, how you can mimic the people and sound just like them? There are certain things that people can do. You just, that's what God put in you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if care how big or how small. You created different by everybody. Than anybody, all the millions and thousands of billions of people in this world, something about you is different from them.
Mm-hmm.
Something you could do is different. Nobody can touch you. And you think it's not unique, but it is because God gave it to you.
Yes, amen. Amen.
I don't like to talk about this, but I guess y'all probably notice that people don't say that because they think it's a deficiency. But people have freckles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mine on my tongue. And only one person, my husband wouldn't pay attention to that. We went to the doctor, he thought something was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't nothing wrong with me. My tongue, I have freckles on my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
No. And I, yes, I do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yours like that too?
No, my sister.
Your sister? Yep, a lot of people ain't helping. And my mama used to call me, remember those dolls with the blue tongue?
Yeah.
She said, look at that little Kylie tongue girl.
That's okay.
Yeah, because I always had that on my tongue. And if you look at people, mouth regular, they don't have it. It's a special thing on their tongue. I don't have them on my face. I don't have them nowhere else, but they're on my tongue. And there's only one person paying attention to that. And it wasn't my husband. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing nothing. Get that out your dirty mind. Because I used to be ashamed to talk. And I wouldn't open my mouth and talk because of it. Because I thought it was deformed. Like, why nobody else don't look like that? Why mine look like that? And I said, I need to go see. And Pastor said, well, if it bothers you so much, go see what's going on with you. Go see why it's like that. I wonder if I did. I burnt my tongue when I was a child. You know? Mm-mm. Freckles. It don't bother me. Some people think it's very attractive. Some people be like, oh, well, what is that? You know? But I don't be opening my mouth enough for people to notice.
Yeah.
But there's something special about you, even if it's a particular birthmark you have on you. That birthmark identifies you. Out of all, everything, you know, it's crazy. Everybody got a different fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me God ain't special. And you ain't special. That God made you well. None of our fingerprints is alike. They can identify by your dental teeth and your what? Fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that you have lost hope in your abilities? Wait, do you believe you lose hope in your abilities when you deal with insecurities?
Yes.
Yes. Who say yay? Yes. Why you say yay, Ashley?
I feel like when you're operating in a insecure mind, I'm trying to figure out how to put this. You're doubting yourself when you're insecure.
You doubt yourself.
So, you know, having hope kind of go with being confident.
Uh-huh.
If you're doubting yourself, you're not as confident. You're not going to perform.
You know. Amen. You're not. What about you, Chad?
I know as a kid, I struggled with it heavy as a kid, especially growing up with my dad and my stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very demeaning area that's very, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. And over time, you identify with those thoughts. And that's what cripples you. When you start identifying with those
thoughts. Yes, they're cursed. Yes.
And you let it build a stronghold and you don't know how to tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, growing up, playing sports, everything like that, I would be good at it, but mentally, it would psych myself out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can make the team, everything like that, but then it'll be like, what you doing this for? Why are you doing this? Or playing football or tennis or soccer? Why are you out here? And so mentally, psych myself out.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very limiting. It can be very frustrating too, because it does warp how you view yourself to the point of like, oh, you're not handsome. Oh, you're not this and that. And so it can be very, very taxing. And
yeah.
A again, and you don't know how to replace it. Because one thing for somebody to tell you that, but it's another thing for you to believe that.
Yes.
And you can be told that your whole life, but until you start to hold those thoughts captive, and like, okay, this isn't true. It just warps everything. You know, relationships, schoolwork, every single thing is formed around that insecure identity. You will never see yourself the way that other people see.
Wow, that's true. That's good. How about you, Sister Jada?
Disagree with them. I don't even have that
all about that. Mm-hmm. Do you, I mean, have you ever had any insecurities that felt it disabled you in any way?
I would say like body wise, yeah, but that was because I didn't really get along with like one of my older sisters for a long time. And I used to be like chubby when I was a kid. That's pretty normal when I was a kid though. But like, we would argue so much, and that was the one thing that she used. Like, I remember I came through the door, and she was just mad. She also got mood issues, though. But she, like, literally, like, that's a medical issue that she had. She has mood swings. And she was just mad one day, and I didn't really do nothing. And I came home from school, and it was just like, and I don't know, I just got called back. Like, all of this. And I was like, what? But hearing that, like, every day, and as soon as I stepped inside the door, I'm like, yeah, I'm the little ugly one out of the three of us.
Yeah. It does put a stigma. How about you, missionary?
I remember for years, Pastor would get on me about, Pastor, all of telling me, stop doubting that you are fluent in Spanish. And I had rehearsed this in my head so much that I would speak it when I wouldn't. And it's like, Pastor was telling me, and I love how God speaks to me. And in a dream, God told me to stop. And that's what stopped.
Sister Yvonne?
Yeah, I would say pretty much what Sister Ashley said, like, saying, yeah, I agree with like what she said, basically.
It's a doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Zoom? Anybody on Zoom? Do you believe that you have lost hope in your abilities? You've lost hope in your abilities to because of your insecurities?
Absolutely. I think that sometimes when we go through stuff, even though we have certain abilities and gifts, that doubt or even like fear of rejection will cause us to not use it. That insecurity will cause us to not even believe in ourselves.
Go to Psalm 71 and 5. Psalm 71 and 5. God reminds us he is our hope from the beginning.
Yes.
Even when we doubt it. And I think it's so hard for us as believers because God is not like right there telling it to us all day. Like a person would. Mm-hmm. Like a person would. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 71 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, read. Who got it?
Because you are my hope, Lord. You, Lord, are the one I've trusted since childhood.
Amen. 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 You are my hope. You heard me say, since childhood. For you have been my hope, Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. So that means even when you were small, as a child, you was God's, he had hope in you. That you, your insecurities was to perceive how you feel. Amen?
Amen.
How do you know when you have no self-esteem? How do you know? It's rooted in your actions.
Like, if you have low self-esteem about the way you look or something, you may not wear certain clothes, you might cower down, Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you might feel insecure around people you deem as more beautiful than you. Mm-hmm. So it is rooted in your actions.
It's rooted in your actions. How do you go? Anybody else? Yes.
Like he said, it's rooted in your everyday life. How you move, how you talk, how you speak. Mm-hmm. Like even the simple thing of looking in somebody's eyes when they talk to you. Mm-hmm. I see that a lot. And or even in like how you dress.
Your appearance.
I don't see some people that are beautiful, but they dress like they're not.
Tall from the floor. Mm-hmm. Y'all seen a person just sloppy?
Yes.
Sloppy.
Yes.
Just sloppy. Just clothes all over the place.
Hanging all over.
Rock twisted. I'm telling you, shirt too short. Come again from my goals. Just don't care. You could be big, but you could be neat.
Amen.
You ain't sloppy. Mm-hmm. Just don't care how you look. Hair ain't cut. Hair ain't combed. Got a bonnet on. Just don't care. That's low self-esteem. You don't care how you look. And some people just don't care. It ain't got nothing to do with yourself. And they just don't care. Do you ever feel like you've given yourself self-criticism? Like you criticize yourself and put yourself down? That's a form of low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. When you put yourself down. It's the truth. You say, you put in your own mind, I can't do it. Or self-criticism. And feeling of inadequacy. Struggling to accept compliments. That's one too. Mm-hmm. When you struggle to accept compliments, that's low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm all right. No, I'm good. Just say thank you. Yes, you used to have to tell me that. When a person give you a compliment on an outfit or your hair, just say thank you. Why you gotta say, this old thing? No. Thank you. Simple. Frequent failure. You're feeling like you frequently fail. Not because you didn't. Not because you failed. No, it's because you feel like a failure. Comparing yourself to unfavorable to others. Comparing yourself. Always comparing yourself to somebody else. And what somebody else doing. What somebody else got. Where somebody else at, what somebody else do. Hurt yourself. You can get yourself together if you start worrying about the Joneses.
Right.
Let me tell you something, and we're going to just go through this real quick. Emotional and mental signs of low self-esteem. Negative self-talk. People-pleasing. Mm-hmm. Assuming judgment. Always assuming judgment, perfection. I can't even get it out. Yeah, being perfect, always thinking perfect. Social behavior signs, poor boundaries. You don't set boundaries, you allow people just to walk over you. Social withdrawal, everybody enjoying themselves, you sitting in the corner like this. Over apologizing, constantly saying you sorry. Why I'm sorry all the time? You better be sorry. You better be sorry. I'm sorry. Or you won't be sorry. That's the truth. Always find yourself saying you sorry to somebody. Hyper independence.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just overly independent. You don't want nobody helping. You want to get all the glory because you feel like if somebody see what you doing or you doing something, they can't get the appreciation for what they did to help you. It's a form of pride too. I don't care. You can help me, baby. I ain't got no pride. Help me. I ain't going to try to do everything by myself. so I could get to have people gloating over me all the time. I did it. Oh, get over yourself. That's not how the kingdom of God operates. That's not how you should operate. Good leaders allow autonomy.
Amen.
They allow people to do stuff. Because a good leader showed you and leave you alone and let you.
Amen.
Physical signs. Chronic fatigue. You just tired all the time. You just tired. Like, I'm just tired. You have body tension. Feet issues. You worry all night. Insomnia. You can't go to bed. Tension in your neck, in your shoulders, in your back. Headaches, migraines. Because you constantly worry about what people think. You constantly worry about who like you, who don't like you. Oh, go eat peanut butter. I don't care. You don't like me too bad, so sad. You know what you can get glad. See? That's the truth. Because that's ridiculous. I don't like you because you this. I don't like you because you that. Well, guess what? I don't like you either. I don't like you because you don't like me. God like me.
Amen.
You should not have to be under that type of pressure from nobody. Amen. Who you think you is? You find out on the job. You go on your job, you're just trying to work. Everybody on the job just coming against you because they see that you're a person that's work hard and do the right thing. Well, that's your tough news. Ain't what the world say, but tough. Amen?
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into a close with the question and answer period. Lord, I want your people to understand not to be stigmatized by low self-esteem and immaturity, and it is immature for them not to realize that you are a God of everything. That all things work together for the good. Jesus. And that you are a good God and you made them perfectly the way you wanted them to be.
Yes, Jesus.
And whatever somebody else says is their business. Father God, in the name of Jesus, encourage your people. Give them the self-esteem they need to press forward. Mm-hmm. To have the things that they need to have for their life. We bind every spirit that want to hold them back. And Father, we push forward in your favor and your progress. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.